really shocking that the government would show such disrespect to people who are going through this crisis very much on their own and very much without the support that is necessary for them. And, you know, the government and the rollout of the scheme initially said that all the applicants would, there was no need for people to hold up their applications, that they would get approval and the changes in the scheme would be backdated to ensure they'd be included in it. And now they discover that that's not the case. And there's very many people who are in their 60s and 70s who have to repair houses who can't access the finance and are having great difficulty getting finance. The banks aren't interested in supporting them. And they were depending on this funding to actually complete the repairs of their houses and leave their houses in a safe condition, and now they're left high and dry again. And it's just very shocking that the government would actually take this role and take this responsibility.
And Deputy, is there a lot of frustration? Because we know yesterday we were speaking to Lisa Hone, the chairperson of the MICA Action Group, and she says how the effect on homeowners has been life changing. And when there is such a seismic effect on people's lives, do you feel like it's not being dealt with accordingly?
No, it's not been recognised that the difficulties that people are experiencing, and that is very frustrating for people as well, trying to go through the scheme and the turmoil that it causes, and waiting for years to actually get onto the scheme and get work to start out and get your view to having your house completed. And you know, I think there's only been a couple of hundred houses completed at this stage, and we're facing into thousands and thousands of houses that will need work to be done, and it's just not matching up to responsibilities. And that's down to the government, and that's down to the government's responsibility. And as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have to take responsibility for that, and actually have to make the changes, make the scheme actually work for people rather than working against them.